Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, September 24th, 2018. I'm Tom Merritt. SiriusXM plans to acquire Pandora and continue to operate it as an independent service. Both boards have approved the plans, though Pandora negotiated the right to evaluate competing offers between now and the expected close of the deal sometime in Q1 2019. The combined company would plan to cross-promote services and offer bundled subscription packages. At the Ignite conference, Microsoft announced Windows Virtual Desktop, or WVD, for multi-user remote desktop and VDI on Azure. It can let multiple users log into the same virtual machine and give each user their own persistent or non-persistent VM. Licenses will come as part of Enterprise E3 licenses at no additional cost. WVD arrives in preview later this year. Microsoft is unifying search across Windows 10, Office 365, and Bing, including the Bing for Business intranet search. The search will also offer proactive suggestions as you type. A preview of the feature is rolling out now, with unified search rolling out over the next few months into 2019. In other Ignite announcements, Microsoft announced support for password-free logins for Azure Active Directory-connected apps using its Microsoft Authenticator app. And the Surface Hub 2S will launch in Q2 2019. It's a lighter, slimmer 50.5-inch version of the original Hub. That will be followed in 2020 by the Surface 2X. The 2X will feature the ability to rotate and tile the screen, as well as multi-user login. People who buy the 2S will be able to buy a replaceable processor cartridge to upgrade to the 2X without having to buy a whole new screen. Yubico announced the next series of its physical security keys, Series 5, starting at $45. It's the first YubiKey series to support FIDO 2. The new series includes YubiKey 5 NFC, which supports all major security protocols over USB and NFC. Apple announced it has completed its acquisition of Shazam. The service will soon become ad-free for all users. Former ProPublica journalist Julia Angwin and Jeff Larson, as well as former Wikimedia Foundation head Sue Gardner, are launching an investigative reporting nonprofit called The Markup. Craigslist founder Craig Newmark is donating $20 million to The Markup. Roku announced the Premier and Premier Plus devices that offer 4K HDR streaming. The Premier will be sold exclusively at Walmart for $40, and the Premier Plus will sell elsewhere for $50. Both support 802.11n Wi-Fi, and both are up for pre-order shipping in October. Roku also announced it will begin supporting Google Assistant in the next few weeks, meaning you can control a Roku from your phone or Google Home device. And it will start bundling in JBL headphones for people who buy its Roku Ultra. Singapore has fined Uber $4.8 million and Grab $4.7 million for violating anti-competition laws when Grab acquired Uber's Southeast Asia business. Singapore found that Grab raised prices 10 to 15% after the merger while taking over 80% of the market in the country. The companies will stay merged after they pay a fine and restore pre-deal pricing and commission rates. WhatsApp has hired a grievance officer in India. U.S.-based Kamal Lahiri will take on the role. Her LinkedIn profile describes her as previously being Senior Director of Global Customer Operations and Localization. Mint reports she will handle complaints from customers, law enforcement, and government officials. Finally, Chrome 69 now automatically logs users into Chrome when they log into any other Google service, like YouTube or Gmail, while using the browser. Some security researchers have criticized Google because logging into Chrome shares more information with Google than just logging into one property like YouTube. Chrome engineer and manager Adrian Porter said the change was made to make logging in or out a one-step process, something that's important on shared devices. It does not automatically share info unless Chrome Sync has been enabled. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, be sure to subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.